ladies and gentlemen. This is Thanksgiving week when we give thanks for so many wonderful things.
That's right.
You'll now hear Milton Berle for half an hour. Let us give thanks that is not a whole hour. And here he is, Milton Berle.
Thank you. Very good build-up again. Thank you. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Gallup, what a week this has been. There hasn't been so much excitement since the day they picked up my option, dropped it, picked it up, dropped it, picked it up. I'm the only actor who has a contract written on a yo-yo.
Contract written on a yo-yo.
That was nothing. What a week. What a week this has been. First there was the royal wedding of Elizabeth and Philip, and what a wedding cake they had. 20 feet high, and standing on top of the cake, they didn't have the ordinary little wax figures of a bride and groom. They had the real thing. Tex and Jink. Bob Hope, he was in England. How do you like that? They ask us for gold, and all we can give them is hope. They ask us for gold. Look, I don't mind if you don't laugh, but don't hit the yeses. They had nothing to do with the script. Honest.
Burl, will you cease this inane chattering and get on with our Thanksgiving program?
You're right, Mr. Gallup. This is Thanksgiving week when we should all count our blessings. What have you to be thankful for this year, Mr. Gallup?
Nothing.
Nothing? Why, that was nothing. You have loads of things to be thankful for. First, you should be thankful that you're alive. No, let's start with something we're sure of. I'm gaming on you. You should be thankful, Mr. Gallup, that this year you became associated with Milton Berle on a big program.
Thankful?
Yes.
Did you say thankful?
Well, yes, Mr. Gallup.
Should I be thankful that since I've come on this program, I've been ostracized by my former friends in the musical world?
But Mr. Gallup...
I, the only man Jose Turby ever trusted to adjust his piano stool.
Well, I know.
I, who used to go on drinking parties with the Budapest String Quartet whenever they needed a fifth.
Mr. Gallup, you mean all that is gone?
Gone. Thanks to my association with you. Today, every time I pass Carnegie Hall, music lovers yell, "There goes Frankie the Fink."
Oh, that's terrible. But after all, Mr. Gallup, being on this program has given you new interest. You've learned a lot from me.
Yes. From you, Bill, I've learned to lead a racing form while chalking a cue stick in a pool room.
Look, Mr. Gallup.
I've learned the correct procedure of blowing on the dice in order to make a 9 the hard way.
Mr. Gallup! I didn't realize what this life was doing to you. Honestly, I'd hate to see you go, but you're right. Give up this program before it's too late. Go back to your old friends, Dean Taylor, Yasha Heifetz, Leopold Stokowski.
Those players?
Mr. Gallup! See, I'm touched. You're willing to give up your musical reputation just to stay on this program with me?
Burr, let me confess.
What?
I have at last found here on this program with you the one thing I've been seeking all my life.
What is that?
An easy buck.
Well, that makes two of us. So before somebody gets wise, let's get on with the program as we salute Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, gem of the autumn season. Autumn when the frost is on the pumpkin. Pumpkin, very symbol of Halloween. Halloween, happy holiday before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, gem of the autumn season. That year went fast, didn't it? Want to go round again? Thanksgiving, gem.
Gem of Burl.
I'm giving you new lines.
Will you please stick to the subject of Thanksgiving?
But, Mr. Gallup, I was carried away.
But not far enough.
Not far enough? Oh, that was jazz. See, Mr. Gallup, you're getting to be a regular Tony Wan. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to help you with your Thanksgiving problem.
Well, many people have their Thanksgiving dinners in restaurants. Now, just keep in mind that when you order, do it in a cultured, well-modulated voice.
That's all I should do? Mr. Gallup, you don't understand. I eat at Lindy, and if I show up there with a cultured, well-modulated voice, you'll get thrown out. They'll think you're a spy from Schwab.
I've seen you order, Burl.
Have you?
And ladies and gentlemen, as a horrible example, and to show you how not to order your Thanksgiving dinner, here is Milton Berle ordering in a restaurant.
Waiter, Well, waiter.
Okay, okay. What'll it be, the Thanksgiving turkey dinner?
No. It's too big. Let me see. Oh, here's something on the menu.
Don't move, I'll kill it.
I mean this dish, the bread and beef.
Don't get it.
No, wait. Maybe the chicken in the pot.
Chicken in the pot.
No, my sleeves always get soggy. I know, I'll have the baked mackerel.
Baked mackerel.
Oh, wait, waiter, I had fish yesterday.
Mister, please, it's getting late, and I still got six tables to insult.
See, funny, somehow I don't feel hungry anymore.
Wait, I'll take off my apron. We'll go outside and play leapfrog. You should work up an appetite.
Very comical. Look, it's Thanksgiving. I'll have to cook dinner.
Mention Rutabaga, did you?
You haven't any Rutabaga?
Uh-uh.
You know, waiter, suddenly I got a yen for Rutabaga.
You know, mister? Suddenly I got a yen to be dancing on the French Riviera with Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, that's right.
No Hedy Lamarr, no Rutabaga.
What do you want? Okay, I'll take the tomatoes.
Tomatoes?
Stewed,
but not too stewed. I'll bring the oil.
Oh, wait, I guess I should have some potatoes.
You should have poison.
Now, look, wise guy, I didn't come in here to be insulted.
You didn't come in here to eat either.
Okay, just bring my order.
I'll do that for you.
Good.
Now, will you do something for me?
What?
Drop dead.
Mr. Gallup, Thanksgiving has its romantic side, too. Can any man forget how important Thanksgiving was? When you took that one and only girl to the Persian room where that Frenchman Jean Sablon used to sing in Armenian. He used to sing...
And all you have, I love you.
Just don't play with your knuckles. Cynthia. Golden memories of Thanksgiving dinner with Cynthia. Yes, hands across the table. Cynthia, your hands were always across the table, eating off somebody else's plate. Remember, Cynthia, that night I took you to Thanksgiving dinner at the swanky El Morocco. Lovely Cynthia. Even in those days, you had the new look. You used to sell them from your newsstand. Too bad you had no life. I'll give you time. Smart. My writer should be doing it. Smart, sophisticated Cynthia. No one could wear a large diamond the way you did. Fit right in the hole in your head.
Oh, that's a good one, isn't it?
Remember when we sat down and I reached over to take the fur off your neck, how you screamed? I didn't know it was growing there. Cynthia, you are in high society. You came from the smart horsey set, especially your teeth. They were the horsiest set I've ever seen. I'm only kidding. Your teeth were pearls. And the next time you see pearl, give them back to her.
And they say in a little way that you belong to me.
Memphis, Tennessee, Buffalo, New York, Denver, Colorado, Portland, Oregon. Yes, from all over the country there's news, big news. Listen. From section after section, eminent nose and throat specialists report that in cases of irritation due to smoking, they suggest change to Philip Morris.
Yes, these top-ranking nose and throat specialists actually suggest Philip Morris.
because they know Philip Morris is the one, the only leading cigarette proved definitely less irritating.
Remember, the cigarette that gives you the least irritation is the cigarette that gives you the most enjoyment. After all, it's pleasure, deep, rich pleasure that counts in smoking. And the full measure of smoking pleasure is yours to enjoy day in, day out in Philip Morris. That's why we say, if every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette.
Played by Ray Block, the Philharmonic Orchestra, and Ray, I will repeat, as Burl usually does, that was wonderful. There's only one thing that keeps your orchestra from really being great. You. Good old Ray, every week I kid around and make insulting cracks about the music. Well, tonight, Ray, I'm not kidding. And now as we continue our salute to Thanksgiving, we present
Thanksgiving Forum tonight. Thanksgiving Forum tonight. The question. Which has been in more turkeys, oyster dressing or Milton Berle?
Oh, what a blow for Princess Elizabeth. Thank you. Let us commence with questions from the audience. Let's start with this gentleman in the third row warming his feet in the pockets of the man in front of him. Yes, sir?
Mr. Burl, I'd like you to come to my house.
I didn't hear what you said, sir.
I said, Mr. Burl, I would like you to come to my house Thanksgiving. I'm having friends for dinner.
Well, thank you. Are you having turkey?
No, I'm having friends. I'm a cannibal.
Thank you. Let's hope you don't have half-baked friends. Let's go on.
All right, this young man with his head caught in the subway door.
Young man, what is your name?
My name is Prince Philip.
Did you say Prince Philip?
Yeah, but I'm not the one who just got married.
Oh, I know, I know.
Philip ain't my real name. They only called me that until my older sister got married.
Let's see, what's your real name?
Margaret Rose.
All right, Maggie, you have a question about Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm a soda judge. Why can't I have Thanksgiving Day off like everybody else?
Well,
why do I have to work while everyone else is having a good time?
That's not...
What's the matter? Ain't I a human being? Don't I enjoy a holiday?
Yeah, but I'm
sure. Why do you care if I'm working as long as you're stuffing your fat face? Come on,
look.
Come on, you're working like I'm a mule, why don't you?
But
you put me in danger when you're gossiping. You don't throw me a bone.
Please.
I set up your dirty slave driver.
Let's not lose our tempers. Let us go on to the women in the audience. All right, this lady in the aisle, shampooing a cocker spaniel. Young lady, what is your name, please?
Hello, Feeney. I'm a homemaker.
I see, and you have a question that has to do with Thanksgiving.
Yeah, how can I stop my husband from eating so much on Thanksgiving? He's sort of a disgusting glutton.
Your husband eats a lot?
And fast, too. He can eat four courses at the same time.
Four courses at the same time? He doesn't have enough hands for that.
What do you think his feet are for?
Gee, that's terrible.
Last Thanksgiving, I give him a whole turkey just for himself. He sure was tickled.
He was tickled?
Yeah, I forgot to take off the feathers.
Mrs.
Feeney. The way he eats. He never even leaves me a drumstick.
He eats up both drumsticks?
Drumsticks. He eats the drum, too.
Well, naturally.
He didn't anything. The doctor told him he had a tapeworm.
He has a tapeworm?
Yeah, it comes from eating tape.
Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
He's such a clumsy guy when he carves up Thanksgiving turkey. He always carves up the same piece for me.
What piece is that?
His thumb.
Gee, that's dreadful. Is he a good carver?
Yeah, the turkey keeps sliding away. He has to sit on it.
Mrs. Feeney, your husband sits on the turkey?
Don't worry, he wears a pair of old pants.
Oh, well, that's different.
What do you think he is, a slob or something?
No, no.
This year I ain't gonna bother with a turkey dinner. I got my husband a big fat pig.
Your husband likes to eat pig?
He ain't gonna eat it, he's gonna eat with it.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Senior. Thank you. Thank you. And now, as a climax to our Thanksgiving forum, it is an honor to present one of the world's most famous chefs. 320-pound gentleman, the king of the culinary art, who rules his kitchen with an iron hand. The great Featherfield. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Featherfield.
Thank you, Mr. Long. Thank you for this golden opportunity of talking to the thousands of people who have eaten my food and have happy stomachs all over the United States and parts of Canada.
Mr. Featherfield, I understand that you're the holder of many gold medals for cooking.
How about that?
I don't know.
Mr. Bill, I just won $1,000 prize for my latest dish.
I see. What is it like?
It's heavy meatballs flanked by pork sausages, garnished with salami ends, all resting in a steaming nest of chili.
Mm-hmm.
I call it the Featherfield Atomic Bomb.
Well, who gave you $1,000 prize for inventing that?
The makers of Tums.
Wonderful. Mr. Featherfield, have you a special Thanksgiving dish that you can tell us about?
Just one. Turkey a la Featherfield.
Turkey a la Featherfield? How do you make that?
Scrape the meat off the turkey, pull out the neck, cave in the breast and serve.
Oh, why do you call that turkey a la Featherfield?
Because it looks like me.
I saw that coming.
You should have ducked.
Tell us, Mr. Featherfield, does your wife cook?
Oh, gracious, no, Mr. Bell. She's a professional woman.
Professional woman?
Yeah, professional rapper.
Your wife sounds pretty big.
Mr. Bell, my wife is everything a man could wish for.
Yeah?
If the man was Sabu.
Well, let's get back to cooking. What is your ideal dish?
Mr. Bill, every night I dream I'm smoking a tongue, then I pickle it, then I roast it, and jab a fork into it. Oh, just the thought of doing it makes me happy.
That makes you happy?
Yeah. It's my wife's tongue.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Featherfield. Mr. Gallup, did I ever tell you what happened at my house last Thanksgiving?
No.
Would you like to hear about it?
No.
Oh, okay, you talked me into it. Here's what happened, Mr. Gallup. It was last year, and I'll never forget, it was about a week before Thanksgiving. My wife and I were home.
Milton, for the last time, I'm not having any of those characters from your fire club over to Thanksgiving dinner.
But I invited them, darling. Make them feel at home.
All right, we'll have Mulligan stew in a tin can.
That's very funny. Look, in this family, you just do the cooking and let me tell the jokes for a living.
Either way, we'll starve.
What's with those jokes? What do you do, spend the morning in my file? Come in.
That's a delivery crate for Milton Berle. Sign here.
Oh, there you are. Put it down here. Thank you very much.
That's a pretty big crate, Milton. Why are all those air holes in it?
See, I don't know. I'll poke this pencil through one of the holes. There. Come for your life. It's a bomb.
Milton, come back. I'll open the side. Look, Milton, a turkey.
A turkey? Isn't that wonderful? What's this note tied around his neck? Dear Milton, congratulations. You won the annual Friars Club turkey raffle.
You won a raffle?
Well, what do you know? It's the first useful thing I ever won in my life.
Milton, you won me.
Let me repeat. It's the first useful thing I ever won in my life. Gosh, darling, look at that turkey. Isn't he cute?
Yes, but get him out of the house. We just got rid of the fleas from Uncle Julius's last visit.
Gee, look at that red nose, the way it hangs down limp over his chin. Gosh. It's almost as though Uncle Julius was still here. I'm going to call him Julius. Hiya, Julius. I better see about having him killed.
Killed? Oh, no, let Julius stay alive for a few days.
Okay. Just think, darling, a turkey in the house. Our little nest has the real spirit of Thanksgiving. What'd you say, dear? Oh, I thought. I'm sorry. Hello, dear.
Hello, Milton.
Well, dear, tomorrow's Thanksgiving and... Darling, what's that? You're knitting. It's a little garment.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
sweetheart, you didn't tell me. Oh, God, this is wonderful. Darling, you better lie down.
Milton, stop getting excited.
But you're knitting.
It's a sweater for Julius.
Yeah. A sweater for a turkey. My toes are hanging out of all my socks, and she knits sweaters for turkeys.
But Julius is different. He has a real personality.
That's probably the part I'll get tomorrow. Isn't he cute over there, sleeping on my camel's hair coat? Oh, brother, wake up, Julius. Julius, wake up. Oh, boy, look at those drumsticks. Wake up, Julius. In a little while, you're going to get taken away by the butcher.
The butcher?
Now, look, darling, for a week you've been stalling me now. A turkey is born just to be eaten at Thanksgiving.
Milton, I've made up my mind. We're not killing Julius.
Well, we can't keep him.
Well, why not? We can raise little turkeys. Let's get Julius a wife.
A wife? This is ridiculous. When the butcher comes, Julius goes with him.
No, he's like one of the family. I've been teaching him tricks. You can see the way he can spread his tail and growl.
So what?
So can you do it?
Listen. Now, yesterday you agreed to send for the butcher.
That was yesterday. This morning something happened that changed the whole picture.
What happened?
Julius laid an egg.
Julius laid an egg?
And you can't tell a mother.
Now, look, darling, I don't want to argue anymore. But, come in.
Got the turkey ready, Mr. Burrow?
Ah, the butcher.
The butcher?
Okay, butcher, take him away.
Milton Burrow, as soon as goes, I go too. We're both mothers.
Quiet. Now, butcher, get going with the turkey.
Come on, Julius.
Goodbye, Julius.
Goodbye, Julius. Easy, dear. Julius will be back tomorrow, clean, plucked, and fresh as eve. Here are the sweet potatoes, dear. The butcher should be bringing the turkey any minute. Oh, boy, will those guys from the Flyers have a treat. That must be the butcher now. Get out the roaster. Come in.
Hello, Mr. Burrow.
Well, where's the turkey?
Come in, Julia.
Yes, you've come home.
Butcher, I paid you to kill him.
Mr. Burrow, I've been killing turkeys for 20 years. But Julius is different. The personality. The trust and blue eyes. I just couldn't do it. You hear? I couldn't do it.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, here's your money. Here's your money. Do your own murdering. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I
he couldn't do it, eh? Well, I'm gonna. People are coming here for turkey and they're gonna eat turkey.
Milton, put down that poker.
Come here, Julius.
Oh, boy, I'm really stuffed.
Nothing only you could think of a Thanksgiving dinner that's different. 5 courses, all beans.
Careful, some more beans, Jack.
Don't mind if I do.
Where? More beans, Phil?
Don't mind if I do.
How about you, Julius? More beans?